Okay, so picking up with Hilchos Pesach, we're going to have two more dinim of matzah and pick up some things with regards to Yom Tiv and Erev Yom Tiv. The first is regards to matzah. A halacha I'm not sure so many people are familiar with is that you need lachem. You need the matzah to be yours on Pesach, and if it's considered borrowed or taken from someone else, then you are not yotze the mitzvah of matzah, because we learn out from challah, which loses the lashon of ariso seichem, needs to be yours. So to the Gemara's drasha that you need lachem. So the question is that a person who goes to his father or whoever it might be for seders, it's very kedai that he should be kone the matzah that he's going to be eating before yontiv, because he should make sure that it's fully his. He should bring it into the shurs and take the three matzahs designated in before yontiv. If not, even on yontiv lechora, he should make sure there are those who are mekil ma'achronim assume that no, it's davin, the guy is giving it to you. But still, you should make sure that you know that you have to have a full acquisition of the matzah that you are going to be eating a leil seder, to recognize that it's yours and that it's going to be for you, and that it's your matzah, and everyone who's eating the matzah is chayav in matzah. Women also should realize that the matzah is for them. That's one halacha. The other halacha I wanted to discuss is the idea of eating shmur matzah all 7 days of Pesach. The pasuk says shivas yamim talmcha matzahs. The pasuk, and many times it comes up 3 or 4 times in the Torah, where the pasuk tells you to have matzah 7 days of Pesach. The question is, though, that one of the times the Gemara is a drasha because it says only sheshes yamim. So the Gemara learns out from the fact that it says sheshes yamim that from day one and on it's only a rishus. It's only something that you don't need to do, but you can do if you want to. However, many perushim, the Chizkuni and some rishonim, there's a diuk and some rishonim are mashma like this. They imply this way. The Malam Maor and other rishonim, they seem to imply that there's still a mitzvah. There's still a kiyum. There's a person gets a fulfillment of a mitzvah every kezias of matzah shmura that he eats throughout the entire week of Pesach. However, it's not a chiyuv. It's something that if you do, it's a mitzvah. If you don't do it, it's not going to be punished for not doing it. It's not like tefillin where every day you have to put it on, or kriyat shema, every day you have to do it. However, it's still a very nice thing, and the Torah wants you to do it, and you should, if you can, try to do it again, but you wouldn't be punished if you decide not to do that. So based on that, the Gra was very machmid about having matzah, a lot of shmur matzah throughout the week of Pesach, and they say that he wasn't necessarily makbar about having shal shittas and yontiv. There's a day like that. I think the Rambam holds that there's shal shittas yontiv. They say that the Gra would have dafka shal shittas on yontiv in order to be mekayim extra time of having kezias matzah. So with that in mind, it's very kedai. A person could try to have at least a kezias every day of shmur matzah. Then you should try to do that. And if, let's say, you really, really dislike the taste of the circle shmur matzah, so then have a machine matzah. We saw before, Shlomo Zalman holds that works even for Seder night, but for sure throughout the week, to have this extra kiyum, person is kedai to spend the extra, I think it's only going to be like $3-4 a box extra for the shmurah machine matzah. I would say that it's very kedai. If you like matzah anyway, then may as well try to get more mitzvahs kiyumis, and try to have as much as possible, try to have more matzah and the matzah mitzvahs of shmurah matzah. Okay, so now I want to discuss a few inyanim of getting ready for yontiv. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that a person should make sure that his whole Seder table is set before yontiv, in order that miyad, after it's nighttime, he can go home and start the Seder, because again, the whole mitzvah, you have a mitzvah d'oraisa to teach your son and children and son and your daughter about the mitzvah of Mitzias Mitzrayim, and they're very young a lot of times, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, they're going to want to go to sleep if you stay up too late. So you should dafka have the table ready, and everything should be ready. However, he points out that you cannot start Kiddush before nightfall. You have to wait to nightfall to start Kiddush, because that's the earliest time we have Lila. You need to start it at Kiddush. So just a point about the fact that he said you have to start Kiddush at nightfall. Some are Madaik, I think the Chassam Sofer and other Achronim held that way, that tells you that he says that you're allowed to daven Marv early, clearly. Because he's saying that only Kiddush you have to start saying at nightfall. It sounds like Marv, you'd be allowed to daven early. There are those, based on that, who are very makil about how early you can start Marv, that you could start early much earlier time they would normally, in order to have you ready for nightfall to say right away at Tesa Kuchavim. Again, you'd have to ask your Rav that Shaila if you'd allow you to daven Marv early. Some still are makbid to dafka daven marav only after nightfall, and even so come home, let's say 20 minutes later than that. And the Shulchan Aruch also rules that a person on this holiday dafka, you should try to have a kefi kocho, to try to have beautiful kalim, beautiful dishes and everything as nice as possible, because we're free people on this night. And the Magen Avraham writes that normally throughout the year there's a concept of zecher lemikdash, to try to be memayed and minimize your amount of how nice and decorative everything is. However, he says tonight you go all out. The Mizlez that every night that you do that. However, on the Maril used to even borrow kalim kelim, to try to have beautiful kelim just to have on this table. So it's a very nice thing to make the seder plate as nice as possible. I'll just end off with one of my wife's favorite halachas. There is the Rambam. The Rambam tells us that there's a mitzvah de oraisa to pashas de oraisa. It might be okay. Some say it's derban, but the Rambam seems to hold that it is de oraisa to be simcha on yontiv, to have a happiness on yontiv. And he explains that based on the Gemara, how does one fulfill that? So the Gemara tells us that for men, they like meat and wine that makes them happy. And then he says for children, that they get happy by having candies and things of the light, nuts and things like that, to try to have prizes, you should be doing, the person should do that. And then he continues, hanashim, for women, you should try to buy them new clothing and also jewelry, kifi mamono, as much as he can afford. So a person should try, you should point out as much as you can afford, tell your wife that also. But still, a person should try, not just for himself, but for others, to do things that'll make him extra happy. A guy likes wine, so buy a nice bottle of wine for Yontiv. A person, a lot of times men like new clothing also, so buy yourself a new suit. A woman likes clothing, you should try to buy her. Basically, the point is you should make an atmosphere in Avira of as much happiness as possible, and everyone should try to be doing things to try to make the Yontiv as enjoyable as possible with his family, and you should do as much as he can to buy for them, especially this year when things are hard for us. We try to make Yontiv as happy as possible. B'vias Goal, Emir Tashem. I also just wanted to mention that this shir should Emir Tashem be Erfuah Shlema for Rav Dan Ben Golda, Besuch Shar Chol Yisrael, and all of Yisrael who needs Rishua and Erfuah from the virus and anything else. Emir Tashem, we should all have Erfuah Bekarov Mamish.